Most of the preliminary battles were conducted undersea between fast attack submarines. In the ensuing battles, the United States sank one of China's aircraft carriers while damaging a second. China damaged a second aircraft carrier as it was departing San Diego, thus limiting the firepower that the United States could bring to the Far East. Nudged by China, North Korea mobilized its forces and began a march toward the demilitarized zone separating North and South Korea. There were also signs that China was gathering an invasion fleet pointed toward Taiwan. Although the United States destroyed much of China's submarine fleet, they now found themselves facing attacks on many fronts. They urgently needed to eliminate a second surge of Chinese submarines so they could bring their carriers within striking distance. The undersea war continued unabated as China prepared for its invasion of Taiwan. The threat from North Korea built as men and equipment were sent south to staging areas near the DMZ. Meanwhile, the United States was slowly building its forces, with Guam, Japan, and Okinawa receiving a massive influx of reinforcing aircraft. As tensions built in the region, Taiwan sortied its naval fleet in anticipation of China sending invasion fleets. An encounter with a Chinese nuclear fast attack submarine and Taiwan anti-submarine assets led to a rapid escalation of events. In a night filled with hostilities, fighters from both sides took to the skies. Before long, the strait separating the two nations became a war zone as cruise missiles crossed the narrow waterway. Dawn arrived with Taiwan's navy no more than pieces of twisted metal lying at the bottom of the East China Sea, and their air force decimated. However, the island's forces were able to damage China's ability to wage war. Cruise missiles flying out from Taiwan destroyed a number of China's mobile launch platforms. In a mad dash north, under constant fire from China's land-based anti-ship batteries, Taiwan's navy managed to send volleys of missiles into the ships China was planning on using for their invasion. When morning arrived, funeral pyres dotted the countryside of both countries. The next evening, China ramped up their invasion plans by initiating cruise missile attacks against Taiwan's defenses and communications. The island was pummeled by hundreds of low-flying missiles. Having been forced back to the defensive, Taiwan waited for the invasion ships from China to arrive. With North Korea ignoring warnings, the United States initiated one of their contingency plans against the secretive state. Opland 5015 called for a preemptive strike against the North if war seemed imminent. The resulting attacks focused on North Korea's command and control structure, their artillery and anti-aircraft platforms, along with their ability to use weapons of mass destruction. The USS Nimitz sustained damage from China's hypersonic missile attack, forcing the United States to enlarge the rules of engagement. In order to preserve the carrier groups waiting in the Western Pacific, the ROE scope allowed for the intercept and destruction of Chinese ballistic missiles above the nebulous 60,000-foot vertical boundary. The subsequent destruction of Chinese missiles pushed China into action. Amid doubts of pursuing his conquest of Taiwan, President Hao ordered the invasion to proceed. Previously undetected by Western intelligence agencies, a small flotilla of ships set sail for a grouping of islands off Taiwan's western coast. Airborne battalions boarded an armada of helicopters which stormed across the Taiwan Strait, landing at the Penghu Islands main airport. Facing the thousands of Chinese soldiers was the Penghu Defense Command, consisting of two Taiwanese battalions with attached units. The main island of Penghu was quickly overrun. However, demolitions by Taiwan set back China's timeline. The main port and airport were quickly put out of action, forcing China to alter their plans. Ensuing battles, ambushes set by the Taiwanese forces, slowed China's takeover of the island chain. China's firepower eventually wore down the Taiwanese defenses, forcing the remains of the Penghu Defense Command into a headlong retreat.